This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, you heard the man. It's time for some damn football. David, what do you got, buddy?
So let's get to the latest breaking news, because there's a lot going on today in the NFL. The latest is what Rico mentioned earlier. Amari Cooper gets traded to the Buffalo Bills for a third-round selection in 2025 and a seventh-round selection in 2026. Let's focus on the Bills portion of that. Do you like that deal, them getting Cooper?
Yes. They just need another option. Keon Coleman's not ready. Shakur is just a tiny little guy. They needed another dude, and Amari's a great route runner. Amari's a big body, good red zone target. Yeah, I'm down. What did they give up, by the way? I apologize.
Third round selection next year, seventh round selection year after.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Yeah, I mean, this helps them immediately, because now you have a number one guy. And now, like you said, Keon Coleman, you can become a number two. Like, everybody take one step to the left, because we have somebody who can help us win right now. When the play breaks down, Josh Allen can say, hey, Amari, go get this. I love it.
Now let's focus on the Browns portion of it, and not necessarily the Myles Garrett thing, but if now they're trading Cooper, does that Za'Darius Smith available?
Yes.
Other players are now open for trades.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Za'Darius might be the guy who ends up a Lion, be honest with you.
No, don't take my name.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
No, because, yes, it is telling me that Cleveland's in full sell mode. And if you're Detroit, listening to some of the things that Dan Campbell said on the morning show, I think they're willing to make a deal, but I don't think they're willing to break the bank. So if that's the case, then, yes, Za'Darius Smith would be the perfect compromise. Not going to cost a lot, but can help you immediately.
You want another name, but you got to go to a pet shelter to find him?
Okay.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Wow.
The mutt. He's down in Carolina. I don't like him. Never have. I don't think he's their kind of dude.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years, Mike. But here's the thing about our kind of dude. If anything, you're short term. You're 1 year. You're a Band-Aid. Okay, now if you fit in this locker room, great, but I just need a Band-Aid right now. I don't need you to do Secret Santas with the team. Can you help me win?
Breaking news, David, Rico hates the community. Rico Beard loathes poor children.
No, here's the thing.
You don't deserve presents.
No, it's not that. If you're a Lions fan and you're winning, you don't really care about this person's personality. Newsflash, you don't. You can go out and bring in a Kirk Cousins, but if you're in dead last, you don't care.
Well, let's get to the other wide receiver news for today. Something else happened this morning.
Okay.
And the Jets have traded a conditional third-round pick for Davante Adams. And they will take on his salary, the Jets will, and that news just came through. They just restructured his deal for this year. We'll have to deal with whatever the rest of the year.
Can I just say it to the congregation?
Sure.
This is a reading from Corinthians. the salary capeth is not realeth. Can I get an amen?
So the conditions, it can turn into a second round pick. Here are the conditions to that. Adams must be a first or second team AP All Pro, and he must be on the roster active for the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl if they happen to make it. Good move for them.
I mean,
just a move they had to make, right?
It's a move we all saw coming. I think they're still going to fall flat on their face. I don't believe in the Jets. As a matter of fact, I didn't believe in the Jets so much, I got a free lunch out of it. I'll leave it at that.
I'm right here, man. Dude, when they called Braylon Allen, okay, first of all, can we just, two separate notes. I'll address the Adams thing. But fellas, 22 accepted penalties for north of 200 yards. That's an atrocious job by the officials. Second of
all. Hold on, Mike. I'll let you finish. Is it an atrocious job by the officials, or was it just bad football being played by both teams? They have a job to do, right? Just saying. Go ahead.
Okay. You're not wrong. I guess there has to be a balance, is what I would say. When they called holding on a fullback dive from the 1 yard line, chalk it up. I've been waiting to cross that square off on my bingo card since I was 9 years old. I have never in my life seen a holding call from the 1 yard line on a fullback dive. It was that kind of night. I digress.
No,
you have lunch when you want it, you win. Also, shout out Greg Zuerlein, you're garbage. Human filth.
How about this, since we're talking, that wasn't even the most egregious call in the game. Still trying to wrap my head over, how is it roughing the passer when you just sack the quarterback? And then you not only tackle him, you move off to the side so you don't fully land on the man, and you bounce and hit the ground, and they're like, well, you hit something. It was the ground. No, nope, penalty. Aaron Rodgers was like, yeah, sorry, dude. That was a legitimate hit. I die. But you know what? The football gods balanced it out and said, don't worry, the kick will go off the field, I mean, off the goalpost, so no harm, no foul.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
Lunch.
I stayed up for every snap. Oh, by the way, Devontae Adams, whatever. They look dysfunctional, but go for it. Maybe Aaron Rodgers can throw Devontae under the bus the same way he did Mike Williams last night.
Which, along with this, now Mike Williams has been made available for trade. Of course he is, right?
Yeah.
For what, a hot and ready? Yeah. Come on.
A 20-30 second round selection.
He ran the
Let me go get you some Howie bread. Here you go. Would I win, Mike Williams?
All right, guys. So I have a question because I'm wondering what the heck is wrong with Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni issued an apology for his interaction with a group of fans at the end of Sunday's game. For those that did not see, Nick Sirianni was booed during the game. The fans were booing the Eagles during the game at one point. 46 seconds left in the game. The game is in hand. They're going to win the game. And he decides to put his hand to his ear and go to the fans and say, let me hear you now. Here's his quote. I was trying to bring energy and enthusiasm yesterday, and I'm sorry and disappointed at how my energy was directed at the end of the game. Energy? You were winning the game. It was 46 seconds left. What do you mean? What are you doing?
David, here's what I think is going to happen, Mike. Let me take this one first. I think what Sirianni is doing is trying to distract the public and the media away from his team. His team has not looked right in a long time. So you know what we're talking about? Nick Sirianni. We're not talking about the Eagles, who barely won a game over a team that they should have beat by a lot more. We're not talking about the Eagles, who have been struggling. The Eagles, who you acquire Saquon, but yet and still something still isn't right. So I think he fell on the sword and said, I'll be the Huckleberry. Make fun of me. Leave my team alone.
Okay, I was going to go a different way. I actually think this dude's just a knob. What does Nick Sirianni even do? I mean, you don't call plays. You don't run the offense or the defense. And once your brilliant coordinators both got head coaching jobs, you look like a knob. I mean, cool haircut. Yeah, I you know what, Rico? If he's pulling a supervillain Jedi mind trick thing, kudos to you. I just think he's a knob.
Okay.
And that's a great, not nuanced. I'm sorry, but it's the best I could offer.
That is a great way to end it.
David, what can I say? I can't argue that point. I mean, yeah, yes, because here's the thing. Here's what I don't like what he does. You can't go out there, address the crowd, try to be the supervillain, and then bring your kids up to the press conference to shield yourself from difficult questions. No, Nick, you don't get to do both. Your kids are not going to save you because, oh, well, don't want to talk about this. My kids are right here. And then you're still swearing in front of your kids. Like, no, leave the kids at home. Don't bring them up there.
Well, Mike said it. Nick Sirianni's a knob. That is in Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.